Hello there, thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. I really hope that you're well and appreciate you taking the time to think about the truth of God and the message of the Bible. It is our aim on this podcast to interest people in what the Bible has to say. I really love going out onto the streets and telling people about the Lord Jesus. I do that a couple of times a week normally, and a couple of friends come with me. And it's good to engage the public and to discuss what the Bible has to say and what the truth of the Bible is all about. We would do it in the form of putting up boards and putting extracts from the Bible on those boards and maybe questions that would raise issues in people's minds and get them to think about spiritual things. On Saturday past in the city of Liverpool we were doing this, and we were thinking about two really important questions. Should God judge evil or punish wrong was our first question. And really, if you did a poll of that across people in society and you began to talk to them and ask them what they think, a lot of people would say to you, yeah, I really do. I think that evil is wrong. I think if God is there at all, I think if God is so powerful and so important, I really believe that he should deal with evil and wrong. And that seems to be a clear thing that people are in agreement on. Now, obviously, there's a whole load of people who will say, well, if God's there, then he should do this, he should do that, he should do the next thing, and they have their view in that respect. But we have a clear view as to what is right and what is wrong. I've often wondered, why is it that we're so clear in our mind as to what is right and what is wrong? Why is it that there is a common understanding of fairness, of equality, of truth in the general sense of morality, of right and wrong, of truth, of error, and all of those different things? And that seems to be a standard thing across mankind. I believe, of course, from a Christian point of view, that's because God has placed in man an awareness of right and wrong. The Bible says in the book of Romans that he has written his law in our hearts. And that's an amazing thing. That's what God has done. He's given us an awareness of right and wrong. But the Bible actually elucidates that. It puts it in black and white. It states the terms. It says what is right, what is wrong, and it tells us the consequences of wrong. So there seems to be a fairly common agreement that God should just do something about it. But then when I was doing this talk, I then inserted a word on my board. Should God punish evil? And the word I inserted was the little word my, M-Y. Should God punish my evil? Well, that's different, isn't it? Because how do you evaluate how evil you are? And where do you sit in the spectrum? And is it bad enough for God to be interested in it? Or is it just an inconsequential, insignificant little thing that you do? You know, that would all be things that we would argue about and discuss. Can we come back to the standard that God has stated? What is right, what is wrong? Compared to what he says, and in light of his rules, and in light of his warning of the consequences of breaking his rules, should God judge my evil? Well, I would say possibly yes, but I don't really want it. The wonder of the Christian message is this, that God has dealt with my evil in the death of his own son. Christ died for my sins. The Lord Jesus paid the price, the debt. He removed my guiltiness before God because he died and suffered the just for the unjust to bring me to God. And I'm a Christian, I'm saved not because of what I am, but because of what the Lord Jesus has done. Because of the work that he did when he died and he suffered for sin upon the cross. And you and I can know God, know his forgiveness, know his peace. We can have the guilt removed. We can have boldness in the day of judgment because the Lord Jesus has dealt with our sin by his death on the cross. As you listen today to this little podcast, I'm really praying that you'll consider these things, that you would come into the joy of your sins forgiven, that you'd come to know the grace of God in your life. Please consider it. Read his word, the Bible. Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus. He that hears my word and believes in him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. Hear his word. Believe that God sent his son to die for you. Trust him, ask him to forgive you, and he will. Well, thanks for listening. I hope it's been helpful to you, and we're really praying that you will think seriously about these things, go on and listen to some other podcasts as well, or visit the site, seekthetruth.org.uk. May God richly bless you. Thank you once again.